Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Tes. We are holding six lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara says, Gufa Amar of Yehuda. And we're going to address a question that Brother Shai asked yesterday. What was the question that he asked? We'll see. Amar of Yehuda, Irei Baragla B'yoyim Rishoy Ma'ar Baragla B'sheini. This is going back on our Mishnah, where we said in the Mishnah that if you have 2 days in a row, one Shabbos, one Yom Tov, meaning that Yom Tov fell out either on Friday, by the way, anybody wants some more mezonos, feel free to take it, on Friday, or Yom Tov fell out on Sunday, so you have back-to-back Yom Tov and Shabbos. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is consistent with all of those Tanoim that we had yesterday, where it's Shtei Kiddushois Heim, therefore, you can have multiple Eruvin, meaning one Eruv for Yom Tov and one Eruv for Shabbos, or one Eruv for Shabbos and one Eruv for Yom Tov. How do you go and construct an Eruv? We're talking about Eruvei Tchumen, of course. So, the typical way that we always speak about in our Perek is by putting two Sudais down in a particular location. But, as we learned yesterday, you can also be Ma'arev Beraglav. Arbaragla means without putting the food there, let your feet do the walking, that you get to the mokaim that you want to be shoves, where you want to have your temporary abode and residence for that period of time. Just go there dwelling, yes, that's also a beautiful term, as long as you get there before Benish Moshes, and you stick around Benish Moshes to make sure that everything is great, and you're there. Shoin is a ledict. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ir Baragla B'yom Rishoin. If you did this Ir Baragla on the first day, you can be Ma'ar Baragla B'sheini on the second day. Which means you can either make the same Erev, or, well, let's talk about it in a moment. Ir B'pas B'yom Rishoin, if you Ma'ar B'pas on the first day, you put down your pas, Ma'ar B'pas B'yom Sheini, you could do the same thing on the second day. Ir B'pas B'rishoin, Ma'ar Baragla B'sheini. Oh, if you ma'ar b'pas on the first day, you can be ma'ar b'raglov on the second day. Do you remember you asked that question, Brother Shai, whether you can have a mixed and matched? Yes. Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda addresses this very point. Ir b'pas b'rishon, you ma'ar b'pas for the first day. In other words, assuming that it was Friday, it was Yom Tov, and then it was Shabbos. On Thursday night, you put down your pas. Wonderful Friday, everything is great. Friday, for whatever reason, you're no longer going to use that pass. Perhaps you ate it up. Perhaps somebody else ate it up. Ma'ar Baragla Sheni, you can go walk out there to the Mokam Erev and be Ma'ar Baragla. Now, what about the other way around? Ir Baragla B'rishoin, the first day of Ma'ar Baragla. Ein Ma'ar B'pas B'sheni. Well, what's the problem? You know, this is just the mirror image of the previous case, right? Previous case, we said, if Ir B'pas B'rishoin, Ma'ar Baragla B'sheni. Now it's the Ir Baragla B'rishoin, Ein Ma'ar B'pas B'sheini. Why not? She'ein Ma'arvin Batchila B'pas. You cannot go and make a brand new Erev with Pas on Yom Tov itself. If you made the Pas and put it away prior to Yom Tov, no problem. But on Yom Tov, now from Friday to Shabbos, that's a no-no. Why? We'll see in another moment. If you ma'ar b'pas on the first day, ma'ar b'pas b'yom sheni. Now the question is, manishtana, well, what's happened? The previous case you said ma'ar b'raglav on rishon, ain't ma'ar b'pas b'sheni. But here he said, if you ma'ar b'pas b'rishon, you can be ma'ar b'sheni. Omer Shmuel uba'isa pas. Shmuel says that we just said now, you can be ma'ar b'rishon b'pas, and b'sheni b'pas, we're talking about the very, very same pas. If you use a different pass, so it's pasnished. That doesn't work. Then what's the difference? The same pass, a different pass. Well, it's a nafkimina. Zoktuch Rashi, it's a very, very simple nafkimina. If you look at Rashi, Ir b'pas b'rishoin, about 3-4 lines higher than we are in the Gemara. Ir b'pas b'rishoin, v'nechal eruvai the eruv was eaten up, ma'ar b'raglav sheni. So on the second day, he can go out with his raglai. But the other way around, if the first day was Ir b'pas, sorry, Ir Baraglav, and the second day he wants to be Ma'ar B'Pas, Ein Ma'ar B'Tchil B'Pas, Mi Yontif L'Shabbos, from Yontif to Shabbos, Mishum Hachona, to correlate Hashta Shem Erev. Ah, that's the key to understanding what our Gemara is saying. that if you made the Eruvin Bepas before Yontif began on Thursday evening before Ben Hashmashos, that's okay, because all those Hachonos are still on weekday. However, if you're going to make the Hachonah for the first time on Friday evening, Yontif, going into Shabbos, now you're being Meichen from Friday to Shabbos. And we already said yesterday, now that I'm going to be Meichen, Shteitach and Pasik. The brisa that we had yesterday in the middle of the Yomid, that was Rabbah. And so therefore, to go and make a brand new pas, miyontav l'shabbos. Why is it brand new? Because last night, I was ma'ar baraglav, and now we want to make a new Eidav tonight, Friday night, for Shabbos. Now the word dekorile is dafka. Dekorile. He now makes a declaration and he says, hashta, now shame erev. So it's not just the carrying of the bread to its mokoim or the challah or whatever, but it's the kriyas Hashem that he says, dos is my erev. That now causes hechona issues.
Even though we say chilas hayom, that was the territory we gave the other day, that so it's Shabbos itself is creating, and maybe because of the declaration he has to make.
Exactly right, it's a declaration. Remember, we asked according to Rabbah, doesn't he have to make a declaration? And Rabbah says it wasn't necessary.
Right.
But over here, he has to go and make a declaration because there was no previous pas put out. This is the first time. And in fact, says Yimara Omer of Ashi, Dekanami Masis Niktori. Let's go back to our Mishnah. It says, Ketzer Oysen, what does he do? Meilichoi Berishoin. He brings out the Erev on the first day, meaning Thursday night. Umachshech Olav, and he waits until after Ben Hashmashos to make sure that it's done. In other words, it was there during the Ben Hashmashos time. Benoitloi Ubaloi, and he can take the pass back home with him. B'sheni, on the second night, Machshech Olav, he does the same thing. He brings out the pass on Friday night, brings it out to the Mokim, waits until after this man, Ba'ichloi, and then he can eat it up. He couldn't eat it up the first night
because
he
ate
up
Shabbos day.
Or after
Ben Hashmashos.
Exactly, on Friday night. He'll make Kiddush, or make Kiddush on the Chalas themselves, or if he has wine. And then he can eat the whole thing up, and then he goes home. So now, what do I see from this? I see from this Dekanami that Melichai Berishoin, that first one that he had, he takes home, and he brings it back. Why do we bring it back? Why don't we just make a brand new one? Oh, that's right, the Shmuel, it's got to be the same one, because if it's a new one, he has to make a new Kriya Shem. And that's the problem. Look at the next Rashi. Take a Nami. The Ba'oisa pass the Kara Alei Shemei Esmoil. Because since he made a declaration that this Erev is an Erev, this pass is an Erev. When? On Erev Yomtiv. So then, Vahashtar Koshosik, on the second day, meaning on Friday, he no longer has to go and say, this is my Erev. It was already pre-established from yesterday that this is his Erev. And so therefore, that Shem doesn't go away. It's just like we know that it says that there's an Inyan one should eat up the Erev Tavshilin on Shabbos, because once he did one mitzvah, the mitzvah to go and do a second mitzvah and go and eat up the Erev Tavshilin on Shabbos. And you no longer need it after Yom Tov ended and Shabbos began. Who said it's still an Erev? After all, I don't use it anymore. I don't need it anymore. Maybe the name Erev goes away. No, the name Erev remains with the Erev Tavshilin. Here too, the name Erev remains with the Rubei Techumen, and therefore I don't have to make a separate declaration on Yom Tov. It still remains the same Erev Tavshilin. I believe Pas Acheres. But if you're using a brand new pass, by the Mikri Shem Erev Ashta, now you're going to make a new declaration. And Dosishin HaChona. Oh. So now we understand Pshat in Rav Yehuda, we understand Pshat in Shmuel. That's why if you brought an Erev out on the first day, and you want to be Ma'arav Baraglam the second day, that's no issue, that's no problem, because you gave a name of the Erev already from Erev Yomtiv. However, if you eat a Baraglam Barishon, and now for Sheni, you get tired, you're exhausted, you're worn out, I don't want to go out to the Mokim Erev, so you go and give your pass to a shliach to take it out to that mokim, says Rav Yehuda, no good, because now you have to make a declaration that this food is going to be your Erev. Can't make such a declaration on Yom Tov, because it's a hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of Shmuel, and that's the Chiddush of, that's why Shmuel said you can reuse the same Erev the second time, no problem. New Erev, you can't. Kari Leishem, Hachana, the issue of being Mechon, the Yom Tov Shabbos.
So if he ate it up on Thursday night, he doesn't have that pas, so he has to go and be Ma'ar with Baraglov?
If he wants to have a new Erev the next day. If he wants to stay Kibbutz Ne'iroi, then he doesn't do anything.
And if he does nothing, his Erev from Thursday night is evaporates. He can't use it on Shabbos, or he has to reinitiate it.
He's eaten it up?
Yes, he ate it up Thursday.
If you hold Shtei Kedushas, and you certainly have to go and have a new Erev if he wants to be able to. If you hold Kedusha Achas, you can rely on that old Erev. If you have the Safik, then you'd have your Chamar Gamal situation.
But then how do you, if you consider it to be two separate days, then how can you prepare an Erev for the next day?
Exactly, that's why you cannot prepare. Okay. Unless it's the same Erev as yesterday, right. It's not considered preparation. Yeah, not doing anything.
In every scenario, that the Erev passed remission, then Marv and Marv Rabba Shani actually says, the Nechol Ruvoi.
Right.
Not the Nechol, it wasn't Nechol, you're saying Chamar Gamal?
No, I think the reason why Rashi says that the Nechal Eruvai, because the Gemara says that originally the first day he was Ere Bapas Barishoin, and then the second day he was Ma'ar Baraglav. So the bothering Rashi is, why should he do that? I mean, he did a great job the first night with the Pas, let him leave it for the second night, let him take it home, let him leave it there, assuming that it's an Imokim Shomor. Well, why did he have to marry Baraglav? So Rashi is talking about the Mushul, that the Erev was eaten up, and he wants to go and do a second Erev. He can't do a second Erev with a new Pas, says Rav Yehuda or Shmuel. It's got to be Oysa Pas. That first Pas doesn't exist anymore. You want to make an Erev, marry Baraglav, that you can do.
I thought maybe a different location, that's why. Last night I put an Erev in 125th Street, when I'm Kutzlayer. I'll go downtown tomorrow, so I'll go to Baraglav downtown.
Mm-hmm. You mean you want to go from Mizrach to Ma'ariv?
Right.
So that would all depend on the machlokes that we had yesterday in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Because remember, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, according to Rebbe Lezer, the first day came Ma'ariv Barish v'Mizrach, and the second day Ma'ariv. First day Ma'ariv, second day Mizrach. The Chum said, oh, no, you can Ma'ariv the Ruach Achas. You can go 2 days in a row to the second place, and you have to make an Erev of both places. However, you cannot go and do Mizrach one place, Marv the other place. Yeah, well, no problem. That's Machlokas yesterday. We're going to have the same Machlokas again in a moment about Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine? Anyway, so bottom line is, L'choy Dei Kenami had a good Raya from our Mishnah to be careful about making Hachonois on Yom Tov Shabbos, and that's why use the old Pas, or be Ma'ariv Baraglav, but don't use a new Pas on Yom Tov, says Rav Yehuda, and that's how Shmuel understands it, that's how Rav Ashi understands it. Frank Timur Barabbanon, the Rabbanon, who are the Rabbanon? Rashi said Rabbanon is referring to the Tuman the Yomer that we had yesterday, Abaya and Rabba Bar Chonin, that both questioned Rabba Lagabi Hilchay Sachon. Rabbi said it's Achana, so we had a couple of questions that Abaya posed from a Mishnah, from a Braisa, and then Rabbi Bar Chonin asked Akasha. They all asked Kashas on Rabba, saying, the Choyra, there is no issue of Hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Ha! Zokti Gemara Oibazoi, why couldn't they bring a Raya from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, the Choyra, the way Rav Ashi just interpreted it, is Taka beautiful Raya to Shmuel, and to Rabba that there is a din of Hachana. And that din of Hachana tells you, don't be Mechon Miyontif of Shabbos. And that's why you can reuse the same bread, the same pas. And look at the Lashon HaMishnah. Take an Amin Masis Niktani, Keitzer Uwaisa, you take out your pas Barishoin, you wait there until after this month, the Noitla, you take it back home, Uboloi, and then Mishenya, the next day you bring back the same one, Machshech Olav Yoichle. Why do you have to go and take back the first one and bring it? Just bring a new one. Eat up the first one, just leave it there, and bring a brand new one the second night. You can't bring a new one the second night. Why can't you bring the new one the second night? Because that would be a new achon. He has to make a new declaration. Is there a to Rabba Kasha on Abaya and Rabba Bar Chonin that were questioning Rabba Legavi the dinner Bachana? So to Rabbanon, the Mahasamit Toyfe Kamashmulan. The Lashon HaMishnah is not a knockout riot. It's a nice riot, but it's not a knockout riot. Why is it not a knockout riot? Because what does it say? Take the pass from day one, bring it home, and bring it out the second time. Yes, you could theoretically make another Erev and make an Hachana, and there's no Hachana de Rabba, and I disagree. What the Mishnah is giving is an Eitzah Toyfe. Why do you have to go and spend extra money and then go and take out one pas. And then maybe it'll be eaten up. And then you'll have to have a second pas. It's going to cost you another $5 or $10 or whatever it's going to cost you. Use the same one again. How do you use the same one again? That you bring it home and take it out in the next night. But in a chanami, maybe there is no such absolute chiyuv that you have to go and use the same one. Maybe, in fact, you can use a brand new one, not like Rav, not like Rav Yehuda, not like Shmuel, not like Rav. It's Kabash Balon. That's why you don't have a conclusive raya from the Mishnah. Maybe it's just an Eitzah Toiva to use over the same one. Okay, so as we often find when it comes to the daf, very often it coincides with Rosh Hashanah, and in fact our Mishnah begins Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to talk about this Mishnah tomorrow and the day after, when it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So this is the Mishnah. Until now we spoke about Shabbos and Yom Tov 2 days in a row. Now we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah 2 days in a row, and in the Yom Tov days we're going to talk about all the Yom Tovim, the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. Good, start the Mishnah, review the Omer. Rosh Hashanah Shehayo Yorei Shematis Abar. What means She Yorei Shematis Abar? So Rashi says, let's take a quick look at Rashi. Rashi about 10 lines further down. It says, Masnisen Shematis Abar. But go to Kamairi. You have a Yid who is in Golus. And he says to himself, and this is talking about when the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim is still functioning in terms of making the Kiddush HaChodesh every month. And he's wondering, when is Rosh Hashanah going to be? Maybe they're going to make El Mu'ubar meanings 30 days. V'yu Shnei Yom Tovim. Maybe then there'll be 2 days of Yom Tov. V'utzarech Leilech B'rishon L'tzad Echad V'shem L'tzad Acher. And if he is going to have 2 days of Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov he wants till he's the Baal Tokeah. The first day he's going to have to blow in Kishkan Halosh, and the second day he's going to have to go and blow in Junjush, or Ketchkemet, or another time. Anyway, so he wants to make an Erev on both sides. So he doesn't know what the Bezin is going to decide. If, in fact, the Edom came early on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, meaning the first day of when they're supposed to, when they saw, they observed the new moon, okay, so maybe there's only going to be 1 day of Rosh Hashanah that year. On the other hand, maybe the Edom are going to come late, and we're only going to be Mekudesh HaChodesh on the next day, so we're going to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. I don't know! So, obviously, Rosh Hashanah is different than all the other Yom Tovim, because all the other Yom Tovim are, in the case of Sukkot, or Pesach, comes in the middle of the month, and by Shavuos, it's always 50 days after Ketzirus HaOmer, after Pesach. So therefore, there's enough time to find out, more or less. However, when you're talking about Rosh Hashanah, nobody knows except the people that are there in the Bezdin Shtibel, in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Edom come. The word doesn't get out. Not only doesn't get out to Kishkan Halosh, it doesn't even get out to Chamei Sha'arim or something. It's just, by the time people find out, it's already at night. So, they were machmed that the first day that it was possible to be Rosh Hashanah, everybody fears the Rosh Hashanah dick, everybody wore the Rosh Hashanah finery, and everybody considered it a day of Kodesh, and didn't do Malacha, as if it was total 1,000% Yom Tov. But, because there's a Behuda, Yorei Shematis Abor, maybe in fact the Edom are going to come late, and therefore they're going to push off the Kiddush HaChodesh the next day. It's Ma'arev Odom Shtei Eruvin. If a person wants to be able to guarantee walking in two different directions, put down to Eruvin, V'yoymer, Eruvin B'rishay L'mizrach, U'b'shein L'marev. B'rishay L'marev, U'b'shein L'mizrach. This is the case that Mendy was saying before, that he wants 1 day to go Mizrach, the other day Marav. 1 day Marav, the Mizrach. No problem. Or for that matter, Eruvi Berisha and Ubisheni Kumeiri. The first day I want to go Taka to Kishkan Halosh. But the second day I don't want an Erev at all. I want to stay local. I don't have no plans of going anywhere. Or forget, Eruvi Bisheni, Uberisha Kumeiri. The second day I want it to be an Erev. Notice he makes this declaration already from before Yom Tov. He doesn't do it on Yom Tov itself. Before Yom Tov he says, Eruvi Bisheni, Uberisha Kumeiri. But the first day I want to stay local. So what is the Tanna Kamma? Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds. He holds that there are shtei kedushos, and that's why the shtei kedushos, you can go and split it up. 1 day ahin and 1 day aheh. The Chachamim respectfully disagreed, and they say, no, it's kedusha achasi, and like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that it's a yoyim arichta, it's like a long day. And just like we said in the Gemara yesterday, that on a regular Shabbos, you cannot split it up and say, in the morning I want to go to Mizrach side, and in the afternoon I want to go to Maariv side, because it's all one Kiddusha. See, the Chumim, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's one long 48-hour day. 48 hours. And therefore, you can only walk one direction the entire Yom Tov. If you put your Erev down in Erev Yom Tov towards Mizrach, you are stuck with going towards Mizrach for the rest of Yom Tov. You cannot go towards Maariv. That's the Chacham. We're going to see in the Gemara who are these Chacham.
What could be a problem also in Eretz Yisrael? Rashi is a Gola Kamairi, but even in Eretz Yisrael, it's you're not going to know. So you have to the Erev Rosh Hashanah, which turns out to be Mount Meubar.
Why does it be tough for the Gola? Even the outskirts of Yerushalayim, especially if you go to Bnei Brak or Tel Aviv.
No, even in Yerushalayim itself, you don't know if the Edom are going to come. So Erev, and you want to walk. So the Edom, let's say, did come. So you have to have an Erev out there before,
to be in the safe side.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm assuming that since the Gemara used the expression that probably the majority of the times they did come early and they only needed one day. But the person was concerned, nervous, that maybe they're going to delay, and therefore maybe I'm going to need an Erev for day two. You know what? I'm not just going to put away an Erev for one day. Let's be on the safe side and put an Erev for 2 days. Rabbi Yehuda now gives two further examples of this inyan of shtei kedushas. First of them is Masa Odomalka Kolbi Yomtav Rishon Ve'Oichla B'Sheini. What is this all about? A person has tevel, and he wants to be able to eat from this tevel on Rosh Hashanah. But he did not have enough time, or he forgot to go and be mafresh Trumas HaMaisis on Erev Yom Tov. Says Rav Yehuda, I have an excellent tonight that this will work perfectly. And that is, of the 2 days of Yom Tov, only one of them is really, really bona fide Yom Tov. The other is Mitzat Sofik. And to therefore, you know what I'm going to do? On day one, I take the Tevel and I say, you, Mr. Tevel, listen to me very carefully. If today happens to be Choyl, and tomorrow is Kodesh, I'm doing all the normal hafrashes. 2% Truma, 10% Maaser Rishon, 9, another 10 or 9, I'm going to put away for Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. Okay, I'm not going to eat Chuli, I'm not eating anything. If it's Choyl, I was mafish all of those hafrashes. If it turns out that today was the real Kodesh, I didn't say nothing. What you just heard from me is batel umavutel ke'afra de'ara. I said nothing. Forget about it. I only said that these hafrashas should work if today is chayil and tomorrow is kodesh. But if today is kodesh and tomorrow is chayil, nothing. I didn't say anything. I didn't mean anything. And etc. Now the next day, on the second day of Yom Tov, he makes the same shetel, and he says, "You see, Mr. Tevel, if today happens to be Chayil, because yesterday was Kodesh, then you know what I'm doing now? Now for the first time, because yesterday was Kodesh. Yesterday I said nothing. Today is Chayil. Today is the second day. Those two that I put away for Truma, those are Truma today. The 10 that I put away for Maaser Rishon, those are Maaser Rishon today. The 9 that I put away for Maaser Sheni, that is Maaser today. If today, by the way, happens to be Kodesh, and yesterday was Chayil, I said nothing today. I didn't do a thing. Today is Kodesh. So now Mimanov Shech, says Rabbi Yehuda, one of the 2 days was Chayil. So either the Trumas and Maisers were Chal on the first day of Yom Tov, or they were Chal on the second day of Yom Tov. Mimanov Shech, you can go and eat. As he looked at Rabbi Yehuda, Masna Adam Akal Kol B'Yom Tov, V'Yoichu B'Sheini.
What happens if Yom Tov was the first day, so then he can't carry the second day because it's two different days?
One second, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Not Shabbos.
I don't mean carry, I mean the Chum.
You're getting carried away. To be able to walk. So if the first day was Kodesh, the second day doesn't even need the Erev. In fact, he could theoretically go and take a supersonic jet now to the Emiratis or to Bahrain or something.
Second day would be Shabbos.
There are no Shabbos here. Two days Yom Tov, Monday and Tuesday. Rosh Hashanah comes out Monday and Tuesday, not like this year.
Right, so if the first day is Yom Tov,
It's Kodesh. And we're not talking about today, where automatically 2 days are Kodesh. Those days, if people knew for a fact that the first day was Rosh Hashanah, then the second day, they can go around doing their business and do whatever they want.
Oh, because you mean they just lost out on the day of Yom Tov.
Yes, it's a loss. It's right. Sad. Okay. It's very sad. You should have won that. How do I wish to have 3 days of Yom Tov, 4 days of Yom
Tov? Well, let's be careful what we're asking for.
Yom Tov, bliss. Anyway, the Chacham didn't agree, but now Amar Yehuda, Masa Adam Chakol, Yom Tov, 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 works nicely. So that's also because he holds Shtei Kedushas. Say, we know from the first Mishnah of Masechtas Beit, Beit Shnol to be Yontif, you're not allowed to eat on Yontif. But you can go and eat it on the next day. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's what I'm talking about. If the Beit was laid on day one, and it was hatched, I shouldn't say laid, hatched the right word, it comes out on day one. It was late? Okay, so it's not late. It came out early, not late, but it was late, on the first day of Yom Tov. So the first day of Yom Tov, Beis Shnol Yom Tov, is Mukta, you can't. But you can eat it on the second day. But that's only because the people of Shittosa that hold these are two separate Kedushas, two separate days. Because if you hold like the Chum, as we're going to have in a moment, the Chum holds this Kedusha Achas, saying, it's one long day! So it was, look, the egg was laid first day of Yom Tov in the morning, it continues to be also first day in the afternoon, and the first day at night, and the second day in the morning, the second day at night, because it's not a second day. It's one long day. And that's what the Chum. And therefore the Chum argue on all three examples of Yehuda, the example of the 2 days Yom Tov with the Erevin, the 2 days Yom Tov with Gabe, the Tevel, and number three, the Gabe, the Din of Be'ah. And the Gemara is going to ask, why in fact does Rabbi Yehuda have to give three separate cases? It's all based on the same principle that in the Shtei Kedusha saying, and therefore you can go be Masnam before, because of that you can make two Erevin, etc. Which we'll see on the Amud. Reb Doisa ben Hyrcanus now goes a little bit into the liturgy for Rosh Hashanah, and he says, Oymer, Oymer, Lefnei Atein, Liyantav Rishol, Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the person who's the Baal Tfilah, the Chazan. He's going to daven for Rosh Hashanah Fadi Yomid. Oymar, he says, Hachlitzenu Hashem Aleikenu Es Yoim Rosh HaChoydish Hazeh. Because after all, Rosh Hashanah always includes Rosh Chodesh. Im HaYoim, Im LeMocher. It could be Rosh Chodesh is today, or if Rosh Chodesh happens to be tomorrow, could it be Baruch Hachlitzenu. Hachlitzenu, says Rashi, is from the Lashon of Zirzenu. Zirzenu means to go and energize us, give us koyach, give us energy, give us exuberance and excitement to be able to do Avodas Hashem. That's the Chodesh Chilitz Atzomah, to go and strengthen our bones. What's up there?
Chalitza, is it also the Yemin Breed?
Maybe there's an etymological connection. Could be. Anyway, say Mayoyim in Lamachar. Ulamachar, the same Baal Tefillah, the next day says, Uaymer, I'm saying again, Hachlitzeinu Yom Rosh HaChodesh, is that? Himayoyim in Emesh, if today is Rosh Chodesh, or if yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. The Chum were not happy with that nusach, and the reason why they weren't happy, Rashi told us already now, there will be a shaila in tomorrow's Gemara. Very important to know, it's right before Rosh Hashanah. What's the shaila? Why were the Chum not happy? Were they not happy because he mentioned Rosh Chodesh? And Rosh Hashanah, we typically do not mention. We have one small reference in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, Muvad, and then we continue on, but we don't make any major thing because we don't want to focus on Rosh Chodesh. We want to focus on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore maybe that's the reason why we're upset, or maybe the reason why we're upset is because of the fact that they were shtickle mezalzel in Rosh Hashanah by saying, well, Rosh Hashanah is today, Rosh Hashanah is tomorrow, because once we have a tekana to go and consider both days to be Kodesh, we don't want to go and say, well, really, yeah, it's going great, but really, it's just a mask. It's not really Yom Tov. Yesterday was, today. Okay, anyway, we'll see Mitchum tomorrow. Getting back to Agamara Zotim Mariyat, Man Loi Hoidulai. We had in our Mishnah, Loi Hoidulai Chachamim. Who are these unnamed, anonymous Chachamim that Loi Hoidulai? Omer Rabbi Yossi, the sign we have a Braisa, directly on point. Moidim Chachamim L'Reb Lezer, back yesterday in the Mishnah, as you'll recall, Rebbe Lezer said if you have 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos, said Rebbe Lezer, you can be Ma'arev Mizrach on the first day, Ma'arev on the second day, Ma'arev on the first day, Mizrach on the second day. And there the Chumim were not maskim. And the Chumim said, no! Ma'arav l'ruach achas, oy ene ma'arav kolikar. Ma'arav l'shnei yom, oy ene ma'arav kolikar. So they argued very, very vehemently with Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer said, shtei kedushoy sein, Shabbos and Yom Tov, make multiple or separate eight of it, and the Chacham said, no, it has a din of kedusha achas. Here, say the Chacham, just the opposite. I moidim Chacham l'Rebbe Lezer, Rosh Hashanah, that it's in fact two separate kedushas. Shehoyah Yoreh. So this is, if you will, a little bit ironic. Because before we learned yesterday's Gemara and today's Gemara, you ask the average individual, 2 days back to back, one day Yom Tov, one day Shabbos. Would you say that's Kedusha Achas, or would you say that's Shtei Kedushas? Most people would say it's Shtei Kedushas, right? It's Shabbos, Yom Tov. How can you compare the two? This day you can cook, and this day you cannot cook. Here you can go and carry, here you can't carry. It's totally different Nusach of the Tefillah and the Kiddush. Everything is different. Shtei Kedushas, right? Nevertheless, the Chacham said yesterday, Kedusha Achas. Not mitzad vade, mitzad tzofik. This way, machmer that way, but they held that it has at least a one side kedusha achas. Today, when we're talking about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Marichter, one kedusha. No, here I'm asking already. It's two separate days. Here, two separate kedushas. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe Chacham the Blazim Rosh Hashanah, Shahi Yorei Shemir Tisabri. He's nervous about the fact that it might be Me'ubar, and therefore he's going to have 2 days of Yontif. Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvim V'Yoyimer. Eruvim Berishon LeMizrach V'Shenu LeMarav. Berishon LeMarav V'Shenu LeMizrach. Eruvim Berishon U'B'Sheni K'mnei Iri. Eruvim B'Sheni U'B'Rishon K'mnei Iri. Here I'm masking exactly to what we had in our Mishnah, the Chum, a maskim to Reb Lezer of yesterday, maskim to Reb Yehuda of today. Yes, you can make two separate Eruvim. However, Reb Yoisi, Oiser, no, not even the case of, not only in Shabbos, where the Chacham are moide to Reb Yehuda and to Reb Lezer when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Reb Yoisi says, no, even Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be like Kedusha Achas. You cannot make two separate Eruvim. Why would Reb Yossi hold this Kedusha Achas? After all, one of the 2 days is not really Yom Tov. Only one day is Rosh Hashanah. Not 2 days Rosh Hashanah. You know the famous story in the Tzava in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure you all heard that story. There was a Haredi, a Nachal Tzvonik, a soldier, and the commander of that garrison, of that group of troops, was not religious. He didn't know, unfortunately, a lot about Erevin or a lot about anything. And so, but he was a nice guy. And so the Haredi person comes over to the that captain, and he says to him, when do we all have to get together in formation in the morning? 8 o'clock, whatever. He says, well, I want you to know, tomorrow I cannot make it at 8 o'clock. I can only make it at 8:15. Why? He says, because tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Since it's Rosh Chodesh, it's a longer davening. We have Halil and we have Musaf and another. Okay, fine. Tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. I understand. Sure. 8:15. No problem. The next month, he comes by and says to the commander, remember what I told you? Oh, I remember Rosh Chodesh. Well, this month, we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So it's going to be 2 days, both tomorrow and the day after. He says, Mr. Nana, don't go and pull my leg. Man, they take this month is 2 days, and next month it's going to be 3 days Rosh Chodesh, and the next month it's going to be 4 days Rosh Chodesh, then every day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So, you can't, yeah. One day is, only one day is Rosh HaChodesh. One day is the beginning of the month. You can have 2 days beginning of the month. So, that's the story. Whether it's true or not, apocryphal, but it's a cute story. And Nebuchadnezzar also shows the Amaratzis. But getting back to our Gemara, so our Gemara says now that you have here a Shaila, which day is Rosh Chodesh, says our Gemara, why would Rabbi Yossi Oyser? After all, Rabbi Yossi should agree Shtei Kedusha say, because only one of the 2 days is really Rosh Hashanah. We are Machmir Mitzad Sofik, yes, but only one day was the day that the new Chodesh and the new Shana began. You can't have two Rosh Hashanahs a year, you can only have one Rosh Hashanah. So why would Rabbi Yossi Oyser and say, no, you can only have one Eidav and not two Eidav? So what is Rabbi Yossi telling us? So Rashi has a fairly lengthy Rashi, but what he tells us is that on the first day of Yom Tov, we are waiting with bated breath in the Beis HaMikdash for the Edom to come and to go and tell us, yes, they saw the new moon, and the Rabbanim are going to go and say, Mekudesh HaChodesh, and therefore it will only be one day Rosh Hashanah. That's it. What happens, however, if the Edom come very, very, very late? They don't come the first day. They come on day number two. Okay, we wait again with bated breath until they arrive, until they finally come, and they say, we knew the new moon. Shine, and the second day is going to be again Kodesh Rosh Hashanah. That's easy. What happens if the Edom come on day one, but they come after the bringing of the Tumid Shul Ben Arboyim, which means already very late in the day, and we feher them, and we discover that in fact they saw the new moon? We're not Mekadosh the Kodesh and the Shana today. We're going to postpone it for tomorrow. Does that mean that now retroactively we're going to go and say, okay, for the next hour until Yontif is over, or until Yontif continues into tomorrow, you don't have to feed Yontif think because we're going to be Mekadosh Chodesh tomorrow, and so therefore retroactively we see that the first day was not really Yontif after all. Well, we can't go and change history. What I did this morning, I blew the shofar and I listened to the laning and everything, Yontif, Yontif, Yontif. I don't have any charata. But at least for the next hour or two, maybe I can go and now smoke a cigarette, I can go and turn on and off the lights, I can go and check out my emails, because after all, it's only going to be tomorrow. And the answer is, that the halacha is no. In bo, edim, minchul, amala, nehagen, oisiyem, kodesh, we continue, finzach, today, kodesh, ulamachar, kodesh, even though we're going to be mekadesh, the kodesh, and Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, the halacha is, we continue today, kodesh. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, why would you continue today Kodesh? After all, you've now retroactively shown that it's not Rish Kodesh, it's not Rosh Hashanah. That's the halacha. That being the halacha, it's now a continuum from day one into day two. Therefore, it's one Kedusha, Kedusha Achas. See, it's Kedusha Achas. That's why you cannot make two Erev in one Lemizrach and one less Bar. As they look to Rabbi Yossi, what did Rabbanan say in response? Rabbanan Hasam Kechelin Zilzulebe. The reason why we continue Kodesh on the first day is not because we are merging the 2 days together and making it a Yom Arichta and saying that it's all Kodesh, Kodesh. Nah. The reason is very simple. We don't want people Chas HaShalom to be mezalzel. Meaning, if we're going to say that since the Edom came so late, we're going to make Yom Tov tomorrow. And therefore, what we did until now was not really bona fide Yontif, is only Tzad Safik. So people start snickering and say, remember everybody was complaining that the Baltikei didn't do such a great job? He didn't have to blow at all, because after all, Mizbar L'Mafreya, there wasn't even Kodesh, it was Chol. And you know, all of that that we're shuckling with, Gadosh Baruch Hu, Yom HaRasoyim HaRashis Vaseinu, we could have stayed home today. We didn't even have to come to davening. We could have, or daven to put on tefillin.
Yeah, what about putting on tefillin? Yeah. I mean, if it's, I understand you don't need to do malacha, but you didn't put on tefillin all day because it's Rosh Hashanah. Don't you want to put on tefillin in the afternoon to me not to kind of tefillin?
So that's all part and parcel of this gezeirah d'leiv l'zulibay. We don't want people to mezalzel and say ha ha ha, snicker and mock and denigrate the fact that it was Yontif. Until now, we say no. You continue Yontif until the final moment of the first day, and you continue Yontif onto the second day, because not because mitzad etzem ikr halacha, but because of the concern of Zilzulim, people are going to mock and denigrate. Therefore, we tell Rabbi Sai, today was real, real Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow is real, real Rosh Hashanah. But the Maisa, the Shtei Kedushos, it's not one long Kedusha. Void Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, right in the Mishnah, that we have two other examples of Shtei Kedushos. The first one was Ma'ariv, Mizrach and Ma'ariv. The second one was Legabi Mim Metakein the Tevel. And the third one was Legabi the Be'ish and Olibiyat. Frank Tavara, what do we have to have three examples with Shrich? The Ashmin Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah is really incorrect, because all three cases are Rosh Hashanah. The whole Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah. But really, it's the Ashmeinan, says Bach, the Ashmeinan Reisha. It would say only the first case, Legabi Mizrach and Ma'ariv, Behokam Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Delei Ka'ov and Midi. What did he do? He put the Erev down first day, Erev down on the second day. No major earth-shaking events. Aval kalkol de mechzikim esak in tivla, it looks like he's being oiver on Hilchei Shabbos Yom Tov. Midrabanan, not midiraisa. What is he being oiver? It looks like tikkun mana. You're not going to be metakin mana because of the chashash and makim apatish. Now this is not really metakin mana. He's not banging with hammers and all that. But nevertheless, the chachamim put it takon and said, tikkun mana is no good. So now, even though he made metanai, the first day, today is chol and tomorrow is kodesh, and the second day said yesterday was kodesh and today is chol, etc. So technically the mechanics work out, but it's mechse. People look upon, come on, it's the Yom Tov, both days Yom Tov, everybody's wearing their Shtreimlich and they're wearing their yibitzes and their bekishes and their Yom Tov finery. And even those who don't know, wearing Shtreimlich, they're wearing a hat, they're wearing a beautiful yarmulke. But the point is that it's a beautiful Yom Tov, and now you're going to go with a tanai here and there, it just doesn't look nice, it doesn't look, it's not savory, it smells fishy. So that I might think, "Hey, my mother, Rabbanan," you would agree to Rabbanan. Don't do it. There's no real reason to go and be goyzer. We learned beginning of Masechet is Beya. Why take taki kinchi eat a Beya shenol to be yadav? What I do wrong? So Hashem made this hen go and lay an egg today. So what is the gefarlich? See, one's going to give a few reasons. Two of the main reasons is because Peyrus Anoshim and Mishim Mashvich Shazavim. What's my Peyrus Anoshim? That you're not supposed to go and eat Peyrus that fall down from the tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because we knew nothing wrong. I didn't cause the Peyrus to fall down. I didn't wasn't responsible. You might come to go and uproot it.
Same
right?
Like the chicken lays the egg.
Exactly. The chicken laying the egg is like the tree laying the Peyri, and therefore the Chacham made a Gzeira that if I'm going to go and eat the Peyri, the eggs, I'm going to eat the Peyrus on the ground, and I'm going to go and be Noshe, I'm going to go and I'm eating over the Isser of Koitzer by taking a peri off.
We end up here like a hundred of rabbis,
That's another reason.
The Gemara doesn't
reject the other two. The Gemara says Oid. The Gemara gives three, perhaps even four reasons. But Peri's and Noshe is one. Mashkish Shazovel is again a parallel situation that if you have grapes that you have in your basket and you want to really go and take them to the Beis Hagas. To go and squeeze them out to the gitois, and he didn't have a chance yet, and it is leaking and flowing, and you taste it. This is delicious. I haven't had such grape juice in a long time.
Since last year.
Well, in a few days from now, we have to say since last year. Anyway, and I need grape juice for Shabbos and for Yom Tov, so let me give a kletch. After all the mashkin is coming out anyway, so I'll give my kletch. But of course, then you'll be over on the Isser of Mefarik and Dosh and Schita and Samasa. So therefore, they said, well, the same thing is that the egg came out of the hen. So it's a parallel situation. That's why Beishon Leondav is Aser. So I would think if that's the case, then maybe I should Aser both days, because if I'm going to eat the egg from day one on day two, then I'm going to go and say, no, so I can go and take a peri down on day two. In other words, just expand the Gzeira somewhat. Anyway, the Rabbanan, I would agree to the Rabbanan that don't eat the Beishon Leondav on day one on day two. Tzricha, that's why you have to have all three cases. Good. Time. We go back to the Tanai in the Kalkola case. We already spoke it out in the Mishnah, but now the Braisa speaks it out. Tell me the mechanics, how does this work? He had two baskets full of tevel. If today, the first day of Yom Tov today is Chol, and this should be Meiser, and this should be Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. In other words, he does all the hafrashes. And then he immediately says, if today is really Kodesh, and tomorrow is Chol, what I just said is garnish mit garnish. It has no validity, no efficacy, nothing. Ignore every word that I said. In the meantime, he calls each one its name, the Truman, the Mice, and he puts it away, doesn't eat it, Chulil. Umnicha. Ulamach, and the next day, who I mer, on the very same items, the same Kalkolois and the same Trumas and Mices, Imayoim Chalif, today is Chal. Today is Utruma, that I was Mafish Truma yesterday, I want that to be Taka Truma also. Imayoim Koydish, and if I said today is Koydish, I didn't say anything. Chalil Hashem, Voichlan, now he can actually eat it because. Since Maman of Shach, either yesterday was Chol, today is Chol, no problem. And that's what the Mishnah meant when he said he can masna ala kalkala. And again, we had in our Mishnah yet before in the Mishnah. Now we have again the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Oyser. Rabbi Yosi says, no, this is prohibited. You're not allowed to go and do that. The Chayna Rabbi Yosi Oyser, not only by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but the same thing Mishnah Yomim Toivim Shel Galiyos, that if you have Sukkis, or Pesach, or Shavuos. There too you have 2 days of Yom. Why is that called Yom Tov Shel Galiyos? How come Rosh Hashanah is not called Yom Tov Shel Galiyos?
Even in Eretz Yisrael they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, says Rashi, because the dinim of the three Yom Tovim is only in Galus. In Eretz Yisrael, those three Yom Tovim, they only keep 1 day, just like today. They only have 1 day of Sukkis, Pesach, and Shavuos. Well, of course, besides Chol HaMoed and all that. But I'm saying the first days, it's not first days, it's first day. And the same thing as Shemini Atzeres, is 1 day Shemini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah is merged into 1 day.
But not for Rosh Hashanah, though.
Not for Rosh Hashanah. Oh, very good. So that's why the Gemara called it, these are Shnei Yom Tov in Galus, because not in Eretz Yisrael. But since in Eretz Yisrael, even Eretz Yisrael, they have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's why it's not called Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galus. When I was still a Bukhar, I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was together with my cousin Rav Moshe Schreiber for Yom Tov for Pesach, and the second night of Pesach one of the residents in the building came down and asked whether or not he can go and sit at the Seder together with us. So we asked him why. He said, very simple. He says, I only have one day of Pesach. I'm an Eretz Yisrael sticker. You have 2 days of Pesach because you're a Chutzlach sticker. I want you to know the first night when I have one night of Pesach Seder, I never appreciate the Seder night because in the middle of the four kashas, everybody's already falling asleep, and everybody has a koyach, because on Erev Yom Tov everybody's schlepping and going and running and getting the matzahs and the mortar and then preparing everything, the salt water and machzor, and so busy. And the lettuce and checking everything, doing all the 39 malachas in advance before Yom Tov. We were so busy, and it comes Seder night, as soon as we sit down, everybody's falling asleep. But Baruch Hashem, today Yom Tov had a chance to sleep, Yom Tov afternoon, now I'm well afresh. I want to come down and hear Taka, the four kashas and what you have to say, and the Haggadah and all the pshatim, and to look and to see and to really live the real Seder night. So we have a shtickle benefit, us chutznikim, that we have 2 nights. But anyway, getting on to our Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi, Oyser b'shnei yom toim shel golias, he asers both days, meaning that you can only make one Erev for both days. The Gemara will say shortly that this really doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because clearly when it comes to the two Yom Tovim Shel Golias, it's not really 2 days. Rosh Hashanah, which is universal, even Yerushalayim, everywhere we make 2 days. Okay? Yom HaRichta, it's 1 day. However, when you're talking about in Golas, everybody knows in Eretz Yisrael, call them up. When is Yom Tov? It's only 1 day, 1 day, 1 day. It's not 2 days. So we are only doing a Mitzad Safik. If you're doing Mitzad Safik, it shouldn't have that stringency that you shouldn't be able to go make an Erev 1 day for Mizrach and 1 day for Maariv. And 1 day to go and do this Masna Al Kalkola, because 1 day is certainly Choyl and 1 day is certainly Kodesh. We're Machmur Mitzad Safik, etc., etc. Anyway, so the Gemara is going to, as you'll soon see, reject Rabbi Yosi. Stay tuned. Zokti Marahu Bar Tavya, the Osel Beit Reish Kalusa. Bar Tavya means a Tzvi. Tzvi means deer. The Osel Beit Reish Kalusa, it came into the home of Reish Kalusa. Now, what does it mean it came into the home? It was galloping around and running around. No, the Itzid beyond the region Shel Golias is Lamashal, the first day of Sukkis, and it was captured the first day of Sukkis. Rashi immediately points out that we're talking Al Yedei Nochrim through Goyim, through Gentiles, not through Yidden. So you're wondering to yourself, why can't Yidden go and capture Tzvi on Yontif? After all, the purpose is to go and eat, as we'll see in a moment. They shechted it. If that's the case, it's Ruch Melechas Eichel Nefesh. What's the problem? So the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel in Masechtas Beya says that any type of Melechas Eichel Nefesh that you could have done from Erev Yontif, you should have done from Erev Yontif. And it's not Doicha Yontif. So, capturing Tzvi is something that you could have done and you should have done before Yontif. You shouldn't do it on Yontif. So what about Shechting? I can go and Shech before Yontif too. The answer is, in the times of Chazal, you could have Shechted before Yontif, but as Daniel points out, it wouldn't be fresh because they didn't have refrigeration, they didn't have freezers, refrigerators, etc., like we have today. So you would eat it and you would taste it and say, it's a nishas a yishmak, and the whole inyan is simchas yontif is to have a simcha. So therefore, you're allowed to go and check on yontif lichat chila, no shilas asked.
That would only be true if the tzvi made himself available to be caught a day earlier. But the tzvi wasn't around; he had other things to do, and he only came by on yontif.
Understood. Then go and capture some other animals, and if you don't have, you don't have. So then go and check your ram, go and check your lamb, your cow, something else that is available.
So then, is this rule also true with regarding opening up bottles on Yom Tov?
Okay, then for that you have to ask competent local Orthodox rabbis. So getting back to Agama, so who by Tav you have a Tzvi, the Osel Bei Reish Kalusa, to Reish Kalusa, Reish Kalusa, you know, in charge, the exilarch, in charge of the Golis. The Itzim Reish Yom Tov, Reish and Shogolis, it was captured on the first day of Yom Tov, Vishtachar, and it was Gishochtin, beyond Yom Sheni, on the second day of Yom Tov. And the Reish Kalusa had some great, great guests. They had Rav Nachman, who himself was the Chaban, the Edom of the Reish Kalusa. Edom means the son-in-law. And they also had Rav Chisda. And they also had Rav Sheishis. So the first two, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda,
they're made up. Because they
Those are Funa.
That's Rav Funa and Rav Chisda.
Oh, that's Rav Funa and Rav Chisda?
Yeah.
No, not that. I'm talking about with the Erev. He made an Erev, and then Nachman made the Erev, right? And then Rav Sheshes, didn't he come and have him take it down, the one of Kunim?
It's true. Rav Sheshes won that, not he himself, but he had his Shabbos taken down.
Right. So they obviously were, after that.
They were loggerheads.
Yeah,
but this could have happened 20 years before, or 20 years later. Wait, I don't know if it was related. But anyway, so Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, Achlu, they ate from the Tzvi, and they said, I haven't had a tzvi like that at least in 24 hours, if not longer. And Rav Sheshes Yochel, Rav Sheshes said, I'm not eating. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Rav Sheshes, why aren't you eating? My Abed Leila, Rav Sheshes Yochel, this is a tablet. This is a tablet. It's better than even sushi, can you imagine? Better than kikru and cholim. Why aren't you eating from the tzvi? Rav Sheshes said, hey, Echel, how can I possibly eat? The Tani Isi, the Amrila Isi Tani. What's going on over here? What's going on over here is that the first two, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, learned like we learn, meaning like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Mishna. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Mishna is talking about Rosh Hashanah. But everybody, with the lone exception of Rabbi Yossi, holds that when it's 2 days of Yom Tov, you can be Masna al HaKalkola. And you can go and say, if today is Chol, I'm Mafrish today. If tomorrow is Chol, I'm Mafrish tomorrow, and then Mamonavshach. Nobody holds it by a regular Yom Tov that it's Yom HaRichta. Everybody agrees it's two separate Kedushas, two separate days. And therefore, if the animal was captured on the first day of Yom Tov, I would not be able to go and shecht it and eat it on the first day of Yom Tov because I would be having Hanoah from the Goyim's Isser Malacha, from the fact that they shechted, not shechted, but that they caught it on Yom Tov for captured, and I'd have to wait until Mati Yom Tov Bechtei Shiaseh. But that's fine, that's what they did. They didn't eat, go and shecht it on the first day, they shechted on the second day, beyond the Chtei Shiaseh of capturing the animal. Nothing wrong. It would only be problematic, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that both days have like one long kedusha. So even though you captured it on the first day and you shecht it on the second day, you didn't shecht it on the second day. You shecht it on the first day because the 2 days got merged. It was a 48-hour day. No, so you can't. You have to wait b'chdei shiaseh until the 48-hour day ends. And that was what Rav Sheshes held. Rav Sheshes holds like Rabbi Yossi, and he said, I'm nervous. Maybe we hold like Rabbi Yossi, it's one long Yom Tov, and we can't have a Noah today from the fact that the Goyim went and were over the Isser. Not, they weren't over anything, of course, but we can't have a Yehanoah from the Malacha that they did on our behalf today on Yom Tov. What do you mean today? It happened yesterday. No, Rabbi Yossi said it's today. Yesterday and today are one long day. So that was the discussion between Rav Nachman of Chisda and Rav Sheshes. So again, Rav Nachman, my Abed Leila Rav Sheshes, the Ochel Bisur Tabi. What can I do to him? Rav Sheshes, how can I eat it? The Tani Isi learned. The Amri learned, there's another version, Isi Tani. Rashi says, the first Lashon and Lashon Nichusa, the second Lashon, bit me up. But bottom line is that the Chenai Rabbi Yossi, Oh, Yom Tov Tov Shal Kol Yisrael, so it's awesome. Rabbi says, I don't understand the Kasha Bechla. The way you, Rav Sheshes, interpreter of Yossi, may be faulty. Well, how is it faulty? Well, my Kushia. Dilma Hochi Ka'amar. Maybe this is Pshat and Rav Yossi. When Rav Yossi said above, Rav Yossi Oyser, and how did the Brisa continue? V'chein hoyer Rav Yossi Oyser b'shnei yomim toiv v'shel Golias. You know what he meant, and you know what he said. Perhaps he meant the following. He didn't mean to go and ask the Sukkot and Shavuos and Pesach. What Rabbi Yossi meant to argue was, or to add, don't think only in Eretz Yisrael, but the same thing applies in Chutz Laretz, both here and both there. Same din, I'm asking.
Of course, it applies in Golan. It applies in Eretz Yisrael in Me'ah Sha'arim, a short distance from the.
So what's the b'chein?
Right.
Very good. And the answer to that is because remember why did Rabbi Yossi say in the Omid Aleph that it's awesome? Because he says, don't you remember Shneigen Oisei Hayoyim Kodesh Olamachar Kodesh that in Eretz Yisrael they were noyeg on the first day to continue on, even though they know for a fact that we're not going to be Mekadosh Chodesh until tomorrow, they're knowing Yom Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, it's one long Kedusha. Now this svara only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. Because in Chutz Laretz, anyway, we're going to have 2 days of the Yontif. So it's not going to be that I know that the Edom are coming tomorrow, and therefore I'm going to be knowing today Kodesh, even though I know that for sure, really today is Chol. It's because the Chacham instituted and legislated that both days are Kodesh and one long Yom HaRichter. That works in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laretz, when I never know when the Edom are going to come, the first day, the second day, I'm not going to find out until after Yontif, when I open up my email, then I'll be able to see when it came. But the Vav Veis HaKodesh. So therefore, maybe then it's Taka 2 days. Dazote, not only in Eretz Yisrael where they have this Noigim Hayom Kodesh L'Machar Kodesh, but even in Chutz Laretz we don't have that svar, and I would think it's Mitzad Tzafik. No, it's all one Yom HaRichter. If that's the case, then the svar of Rav Sheshes that I'm relying on Rav Yossi falls away, because Rav Yossi is not talking about Yontif, he's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Azeizot Rava. Now Rashi agrees that this pshat is a little bit forced, and in fact the Gemara immediately is doche, because the Gemara says yehochi. Why would it say in the Braisa b'chein Rabbi Yossi oiser b'shnei yom toim shel golius? It should go and say begola miboyulei, that this halacha of Rosh Hashanah applies also in golus, not only in Eretz Yisrael. That would make much more sense in terms of I wouldn't have the svara that maybe he's talking about the other yom toim. So Rashi says that the reason why Rava put in this somewhat forced pshat, and we're going to soon have yet another pshat which will even be a little bit more remote, is because the Gemara considers this halach of Rabbi Yossi to be shebeshta. It doesn't make sense. I can understand 2 days Rosh Hashanah should be one Yom HaRichter, but by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, because I know that my brother and my cousins and my uncles and aunts and my all my mishpacha that lives in Eretz Yisrael is doing 1 day of Yom Tov, and I'm doing 2 days of Yom Tov. Who is right and who is wrong? Are those bad guys, Chas V'Shalom? Are they Moderna? They're only doing 1 day of Yom Tov and I do 2 days of Yom Tov? No! That's halacha because they know bevados when the calendar, the pre-calendar, they would have known when Yom Tov was. Me in Chutz Laretz, I would know. They didn't have telephones, they didn't have emails, they didn't have faxes, they didn't have FedEx. Can you imagine? The world lived at that time with all of those modern developments. Anyway, so the point is, okay, obviously Mitzad Sofik, it's not Mitzad Vaday, because if it was Mitzad Vaday, then in Eretz Yisrael they'll also be doing 2 days. So the Gemara thinks and considers the halacha of Rabbi Yossi to be very, very remote. And since we don't want to, says Rashi, look at Shebesh of Rabbi Yossi, we don't want to go and say Rabbi Yossi, nah, Rabbi, he had a bad day that day. Because we know whenever it says the Gemara Rabbi Yossi, it was thought out to the nth degree. Like the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Nimukai Imai. Nimukai means that he didn't just come with empty bags, he came with substance. Always with 12 different arguments to the right and to the left and in front and in back and why and when and where. He analyzed it and he researched it, you know, to the nth degree. So to go and say Rabbi Yossi, you know, it's an off day, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's the reason why we're trying as best as possible to fend for Rabbi Yossi and say that it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. That's the way Rava learned it. Abba Gemara is doche this pshat of Rava and says Yoch Shel Golias Begoylim Yibayli. Dr. Omer Vasi, I have a different pshat. Umay Kushya Dumahachi Ka'amar. Maybe when it says V'chein Abba Yossi Oise Iser Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golias, it means Kishon Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah L'Rabbanan D'Sharu. Now this pshat is even, if you will, a little bit more remote. Well, what's pshat over here? That when it says in the Braisa, that when it says that he oiser on shnei yom tovim shel golias, it doesn't mean like the pashat the ivra that he prohibited and he asered and he says no, you can't do it. To the contrary, what he said was that it's mutter. Mutter? What are you talking about? Mutter? He said the word oiser. So says the Gemara, v'chein ha yirab yoisi oiser isur shnei yom tovim shel golias. He made that the halacha of the Isser, the 2 days of Golias, should be kishnei yomim toivim shel Rosh Hashanah l'rabbanan d'sharu. He's saying, just like the distinguished rabbanan that disagree with me when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and they hold by Rosh Hashanah it's 2 days of Kedusha, shnei Kedushas. I hold that it's 1 day of Kedusha. They hold 2 days of Kedusha. However, I am masking to them by the shnei yomim toivim shel Golias that the Isurim of the Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golias are just like the Rabbanan's Isurim of the Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, where they consider it to be 2 separate Kedushas. I agree. I acknowledge and concede, in the case of Yom Hashem Shel Galus, like the Isser that they have placed on Rosh Hashanah, which is really not an Isser, it's really a Heter.
Yeah, they don't say Oser Isser, it says Oser. He doesn't say Oser.
So you're saying that it's a remote Pshat. And that's why Rashi says...
words don't fit.
So look at the first wide line, not all the way wide line, the middle wide lines. Amr Vasi Umay Kushad Sukrashi Dilma. Dilma Hai Oyser Hochi Kama. Vachena Yerab Yoisi Oyser Isrishne Yom. Tem Shal Golias Kal. He lightened up. Ki Isrishne Yom Shal Rishona. According to Rabbanan. The Pligi Alav. The Ami Mutter. And here he says also that it's Mutter by the Shnei Yom Tem Shal Golias. Kirsani the air like we had before. Moyde Chomner Blazer. U Mutter the Terutzi Hochi. Even though this is a very remote, it's a big doich pshat, nevertheless, I prefer, says Rashi, Terutzi Hochi Miltzei, V'loi Nuki Shebeshev Reb Yoisi. We don't want to say Chas Hashem Reb Yoisi made a mistake. T'kaimulon Reb Yoisi Nuokaimai, V'aychum Reb'loi Tamahu. To go and say that the 2 days of a regular yontif should be like a Yom Arichta, that doesn't make sense. I can understand Rosh Hashanah, because they made the first day Koy, the second day Koy, that I can live with. But a yontif, come on. Even Eretz Yisrael, there's only 1 day of yontif. So therefore, it's taka doichik pshat, but I prefer this doichik pshat rather than just pushing away Rabbi Yossi. Anyway, so bottom line is we had this nice discussion, and now the Gemara concludes the story. That Ashkei Rav Sheshes, remember Rav Sheshes was the one that did not eat in the home of the Reish Kalusa from the Tzvi. He met Rav Bar Shmuel and Amalei, Tony Mar Midi Bektushois. Do you remember, did you hear something or other about the din of Shtei Kedushas, so one Kedusha? Omele, yeah, I'm glad that you asked me, said Rabbi Shmuel. Tanina, who we learned this morning, excuse me, Moide Rabbi Yosef Shei Yom Toivim Shel Golias, that Rabbi Yosef, in fact, is masking, even though by Yontif of Rosh Hashanah he says that it's one, but he's Moide Rabbi Shnei Yom. So now, should Rabbi Sheshes have eaten from the Tzvi? He should have.
Yeah.
And now he's a little embarrassed. And Omalais, he told Rabbi Bashamul to be fair. Shh. In Mishkachaslu, if you meet Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, and especially the Reish Kalusa, like Temelo Amidi, change the subject. Don't talk about this. Go and talk about anything else. Not about the Knicks, but go and talk about any other part of Torah. Don't talk about this Brisa, because then I'm going to be all embarrassing. And say, you see, I told you. You should have eaten.
A part is that was Nifritz and Malone to the outer wall of the house, whether you have to put up those possum.
That's what you should discuss.
Yeah.
Very good. Amravashi, the Didi Amali Ammeimar. Ravashi says that I met a Meimar and I was talking about this Shtikl Gemara, and a Meimar told me that in fact the whole Nusach of what happened was really a mistake. It wasn't the Shaila that they captured the Tzvi on the first day Yom Tov, nothing to do with it. The Shaila was instead Alamichutz L'Tchum Osa. It's talking about on the same day, let's say the first day of Yom Tov, on the first day of Yom Tov, they brought in meat or the Tzvi, but already geshachten, mechutz l'tchum, from outside the tchum. You're right, not geshachten. Thank you very much, Brother Shai. Thank you, it's great that you're here. Anyway, so mechutz l'tchum, they brought it on the first day of Yom Tov from outside the tchum. Awesome. And now, the question is, can we go and shecht it today on the first day of Yom Tov if this Tzvi came from outside the tchum? Obviously, the Tzvi did not make an Erev, maybe because he was so confused whether I should make an Erev Lamizrach and Erev Lamarev, two Erevin, should be Marev Baraglev, should I go with the Pas, and therefore, they didn't, and they brought him in Chutz L'Tchum, Boy Bayom, presumably the Goyim brought it that day, and now they shechted it that day, not 2 days, on that day. So now it has nothing to do with 1 day and 2 days, Shtiyam Shei Shal Golias, it's on the same day. Now we have the same thing that Rav Nachman Rav Chizda ate and Rav Sheshes did not eat. What's the machlokes? Man diochel sover haba b'shvil Yisrael zeh mutl Yisrael acher. What happens if a goy does a malacha for Jew number one, for Reuven? A goy does a malacha for Reuven. Reuven's not allowed to have hanor that day. He has to wait until Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov after Bechdei Sheyaseh. But what happens about Shimon? The Goy did not have in mind Shimon. He only had in mind Reuven. Can Shimon go and have hanu'ah from this melacha that was done by the goy that day. He didn't do it on my behalf, he did it for Reuven. Reuven, you got away with the chnei shiasa. What does that have to do with me? I'm Shimon. I want to have hanu'ah immediately. That's a machloekas already. Mar sabar, man di ochel sabar, habab shul Yisrael zem, but Yisrael acher. Meaning, zunglim afarshim, as we'll see in the Gemara in another moment, that the goy that went and schlepped in the tzvi today, who did he schlep it in? He didn't do it for Rav Nachman, or for Rav Chizda, or for Rav Sheshes. He did it for the Reish Galusa. You Reish Galusa, you're not allowed to go and eat. And in fact, we don't see anywhere in the Gemara that he ate. He was just the host. He ate kugel. He didn't go and eat from the tzvi. Oh, why? Because since it was brought for him and done for him, no, he has to wait. Bechdei Shiasa. So he ate some tzvi. Matzah Yomtev, he ate it for Kwezah Malav Malka.
Wasn't brought for his guests.
Slowly. So therefore, Mendy, I think you're being summoned. So Abba Bishul Yisrael Zeh Mutl Yisrael Achen, that's why they ate. So why did Rav Sheshes not eat? Mantel Yochel Savar, called the Osir Lebei Reish Kalusa, died in the Kul Rabbanon Osi. This is the Sfara of Uri, that if a person brings the goy that brought the Chutz L'Tchum meat, the Tzvi, to the Reish Kalusa, he didn't only have in mind to Reish Kalusa. He meant Reish Kalusa and his entire party of people, whoever's there. All the rabbis were invited, the Kavod Yom Tov, together with Nachman, who was the Chassid of Benesia. Everybody else came. So therefore he had everybody in mind. And therefore, says Rav Sheshes, that's why I'm not going to eat from it, because he didn't just have in mind for him. He had in mind for everybody. Pray tomorrow. You're telling me that that's what happened, that it wasn't the maisa, that it was caught on the second day, first day. And we had this whole discussion that he said that there's a brisa that I found that Rabbi Yosef is Moirish and Yom Tov Shagolius. He went out to the Shiri and Golius. And then Rabbi Yosef said, and don't tell them, because still don't say anything. And nothing to do with that. It's talking about all on the same day. It brought me Chutz L'Tchom and they shacht and they ate it that day. So that whole discussion doesn't make any sense. So according to this second version that Ravashi said according to the second version, this never took place. He didn't meet Rabbi Bashmul, they didn't talk about the prices, he didn't say don't tell them. Gunish mit Kodesh. Now we could theoretically stop here, but if you want we can go another 2 minutes, we'll go to the two dots. Zahu lifter. There was a lifter. Lifter means a
turnip.
Oh, a lift, yeah, a turnip. The Osel Mechoyzeh came to Mechoyzeh. Nofek Rava, Rava went out. Chazia the commission. Now, how did the lefes get to Mechoyzeh on Yontif? Because it was brought in by the Goyim. Now, it was brought in by the Goyim. The question is, can I go and eat from it now on Yontif? So, Rava went out and he saw there was commission. Commission means that it started already shriveling up. Shara Rava Lebizvimineh. Rava said, Chevra, oh, Yidalach, you want to buy lifter today? You can't go and pay with money, but you can go and get your lifter today. And presumably they pay after Yom Tov. No problem. Omar, why? Why is it no problem? Havadami Ismul Nekra. Because of the fact that the lifter happens to be already shriveled, so then there's no question that it was not Niktsar today. There was no Melacha of Ktsira today. It already was harvested yesterday, and that's why there was no refrigeration, and that's why the thing is already shriveling up, as you can tell. So, no problem. There was no Issa Melacha done today. My Amris, oh, maybe you're going to go and say, Michutz L'Tchum Asya, but it came Michutz L'Tchum, and that's also a problem. So how could he eat it today? Says Rabba, Habobish Yisrael Zeh, Mutalach Yisrael Acher. We just finished saying a moment ago that if you brought it for one Yisrael, then another Yisrael is allowed to go and eat from it. In our case, the Koshkein Haida Data de Nachra Masa, when these Goyim brought in the Lefes, they didn't intend selling it to the Eden, they intended selling it to the Goyim. So that certainly the Goyim is allowed to go and do Malacha of Chutz L'Tchum for himself and for other Goyim. So no problem, everybody can go and buy from the Lefes today. So tomorrow came the chazit to come mavshi umaisilu. When Rava saw that now this is becoming a minig, that everybody, every yomtiv is buying lots of lefes, guess what? The goyim, the sochrim, realize, we have a new market. Not only the goyim are buying, the Jews are also buying. Yeah. So now when they bring the lefes, they're bringing it for the yidden.
Apparently they're not. They're bringing it for themselves so that they can make a salary.
So they can make panasa. That's true.
It's not celery, it's lefes.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Should we try to go to another two dots?
No, I think...
You should we should stop over here?
I would.
Okay, it's just because we want to catch up, because for Yom Tov, you know, we're trying...
It doesn't matter, because for Yom Malif, it doesn't matter.
So, have a wonderful day, everybody. Rabbi Yisrael, Hatzlocha, Rabbi Zayi, Gesund, and Kol Tov.